Hi, Stampy. How are you going?
We were just discussing the frightening thought that it's only 7 weeks till Christmas. Bang on, 7 weeks till today, which means for Geelong mums, you are hoping that Geelong and the Surf Coast can give you guys a hand in the lead up to Christmas.
We absolutely are. And Geelong and the Surf Coast are such wonderful supporters of Geelong mums and have been for the last 7 years. And as you said, 2020 has been a year like no other, and it's been really difficult for everybody. We know that everyone's doing it tough, but we also know that the families and the children and babies that we support are doing it tougher than anybody else.
Yeah.
And so we really are asking the whole community, if they're able to jump on board our Christmas appeal and help us to continue to help these families who are so desperately in need.
I have jumped on the website, had a bit of a squiz about what we can donate, and of course any amount, whatever you can give. Maybe it's taking one less item out of the Christmas stocking, the amount you would spend, and putting it towards this appeal. And there's also different amounts will contribute something to Geelong mums, anywhere from $30 to $1,000. I did see 134 as the magic number. Just explain that one.
So the magic number is what it costs us on average to support a baby or a child with everything that they need.
Right.
So, and that includes all our costs. So that is if we were to give a baby a cot, a pram, a car seat, clothes, nappies, wipes.
Mm-hmm.
And if we average that over for the amount of babies that we support in any 1 year, it only costs us $134 to help that one baby with everything. And when I say only costs us, it's not a lot of money, especially if you were thinking of going out and buying a cot and a pram and a car seat for your own child.
Mm.
Nothing like $130. $134, you'd put at least another zero on the end.
Yeah.
But that $134 we have to raise somehow, because we don't get any government funding,
yeah,
or any ongoing government funding, and we really rely on the generosity of this wonderful community and some philanthropic trusts and organisations and businesses and individuals who just continue to help us because they know that there's so many people in need. And look, Geelong is just the most brilliant community.
Yeah.
They are just so willing to help others, and it really warms our heart. And we're hoping, you know, in this year, if you're able to, and if you are doing okay, that you might think about donating. As you said, it might be $5. It might be just one less coffee for the week, or it might be 50 or 100 or whatever you can spare. We would absolutely be delighted if you could help us out.
You, as you mentioned, that, for example, that 134, that magic number directly helps a baby, but it also helps the mum because it takes away that one less stress. It also helps the family in a way because it's that reassurance that their child is being looked after. So it is actually contributing emotionally to everyone involved in that situation. How have you found 2020? Because we have mentioned before on the Departure Lounge, you don't work directly with the mums and the kids. You work with the services who assist those families. How have you seen the services being approached? Have you seen an increase in demand?
It's been a really interesting year. There's been peaks and troughs in the demand, and a lot of that has been to do with sort of lockdown and the services being actually able to get access to the families and to go and visit them. A lot of organisations have had to stop home visits, so it's difficult for these organisations to actually assess the needs of these families.
Mm-hmm.
They have been doing an amazing job. The social workers and the maternal and child health nurses and everybody out there have been doing an amazing job in extremely difficult circumstances.
Yeah.
And we know that with the pulling back of JobKeeper and JobSeeker, that the next 3 to 6 months, the need is just going to increase exponentially. It's almost frightening what's going to happen to a lot of families out there in the community.
Yeah, you often hear that with experts who are forecast experts and that kind of thing. While we're in the midst of an unprecedented time, it's going to be the flow-on effect post the support services once everything starts opening up again, and once the realisation of what this year has brought, that's when we're actually going to see, I guess, in another way, that second wave. You can donate to Geelong Mums, geelongmums.org, the Christmas appeal. Please get behind it and support those in our community who are doing it a little bit tougher this Christmas. Jules, it's always a delight having a chat with you and checking in.
Oh, thanks so much, Stampsy. And we really, really appreciate your support, particularly and to K-Rock and to all the Geelong community. So thank you. And everybody, have a safe, very safe, and Merry Christmas, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.